The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School, where the DeSales Irish girls and boys will play their first home Southeast 1B doubleheader. Our first home doubleheader broadcast. The Lady Irish got their season off on schedule and will be playing their, the girls will be playing their sixth game of the season tonight and their second game of the week, whereas the boys, due to the success of the state football championship football run, will be playing just their second game of the season, both in league play. And our policy of coverage during the regular season is we will cover all 20 of the boys' contests. We will cover the girls' contests when they coincide with a boys' contest. Once we hit the postseason, we'll cover all the games, boys and girls. So here we are, Prescott, the Lady Tigers on the court, getting ready to take on the DeSales Lady Irish in a Southeast 1B league matchup. We'll take a look at the pregame notes and get things going for you when we come back. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. Nick Hazeltine has his Lady Irish squad out warming up down to our right. Our familiar perch here at home basketball games. Top row of the bleachers, our own table area. Looking straight down at the scores table, courtside, and I am just body length to the right of half court on the end of the court that the Lady Irish are warming up at right now in the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers and the gold trim. The Lady Tigers in the blue uniforms, yellow numbers, warming up to the left. And a Lady Tigers team under head coach Tiffany Hedman, who's making some progress with the program. Coach Hedman doing a great job. Last year, all season long, if my notes are correct, the Lady Tigers won three games. They are 2-2 right now and they are 1-2 in conference play. The Lady Irish 0-1 in conference play, losing at Yakima Nation Tribal, the top team in the conference the last couple of years. And the Lady Irish are 2-3 overall. Both teams were in action last night. The Lady Tigers hosted St. John Endicott Lacrosse and got a win, a big win, 57-27. The Lady Irish, they were hosting Columbia Burbank, a 2B program that's traditionally very strong. Lady Irish, very competitive effort, ended up losing the ball game 45-33. The Tigers wins this season. They defeated Walla Walla Valley Academy in a league game, their first game of the year, 45-11. Lost to Yakima Nation Tribal, 70-18. A similar score, the Lady Irish lost to Yakima Nation Tribal this last Saturday, 70-22. Yakima Nation Tribal went to the state tournament last year, was the league champion, and they are a very solid program. And then the Tigers played at Touche on December 9th and lost that game 25-19, and then last night with that win over St. John Endicott Lacrosse. And the Lady Irish playing their sixth game, the second game of this week, which is going to be a three-game week. We'll take a look at the schedule and start gathering the starting lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the DeSales High School Band has just finished the national anthem. The flag is being retired into the rafters here. That automatic flag receptacle that is donated to DeSales by the class of 2013 to honor First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, DeSales class of 2005 that was killed in action in Afghanistan. And so always we try to remain quiet till the flag is completely retired.
Thank you very much to the discipline and
Okay, so we've got our prayer and our national anthem, and let's go and take a look at the lineups. I still haven't gotten Prescott's girls written down in the scorebook. I'll do that as we go, because they've got the starters. They said they handed me a list with the starters. I don't have it anywhere. Did he give you the starters?
No.
That's okay. I'll figure it out. Well, we'll do, I know the DeSales starters. We'll do them first. Teresa Holtzinger will start. She's a 5'4" sophomore. Teresa had a nice game against Burbank last night, 8 points. Also starting, Peyton Benavidez. Peyton Benavidez will start. Peyton, a 5'8" junior. She had 9 at Yakima Nation Tribal. She scored 13 last night against Burbank. Also starting for the Lady Irish is Maddie Ortuno. Maddie, the 5'4" senior, will start, as will Audrey Casso, 5'7" junior. And Peyton, I already got Peyton Benavidez. I can't see who else is down there, 20-something. Must be Addison Mason, the 5'8" freshman, Addison Mason. And then the starters for Prescott. We got number 10, number 12, number 11, number 21, and number 24. So that is Ariana Queros. She's one of 3 seniors on the roster. Queros is a returning starter. Valeria Iglesias, another senior, will start. And Yesenia Ioki, she is a senior. She had 10 points in the ball game against DeSales last year. She is a very talented player. Also starting, Jackie Sanchez, the 4th senior on their roster, and Jackie Cardenas, a sophomore who was on the Prescott roster last year. So, Queros, Iglesias, Ioki, Sanchez, and Cardenas for the Tigers. For the Irish, it's Holtzinger, Benavidez, Casso, Ortuno, and Mason, the starters. And with me is Lon Olson. Lon Olson came up tonight. So Lon, you sat down. I think I got you tuned up. You got your pretty cool looking glasses on too.
I like those pink glasses.
Pink and black. And
I couldn't find my black.
White, so, yeah. All kinds of cool stuff.
I want to attract attention tonight.
Well, we'll get your thoughts before we tip it off. Who are our officials?
You know, that's a great question. The only one I recognize is Ryan Van Dyke.
Oh yeah, I don't recognize the other two either. Well, we'll have to get that figured out.
I thought the one throwing it up was Louie Riley when I first glanced at him, but that's not Louie.
No, it's not.
We'll find out.
Yeah. So the blue-clad visitors, Prescott, will move right to left. The Lady Irish will move left to right. Benavidez with the tip into front court and controlled by Caso, but she took it all the way down on the baseline and stepped on the end line. So Lady Irish turn it over. Lady Irish show full court pressure. Not pressing the ball. Holtzinger with her back to the inbounder. Now they've got three players in the front quarter and out. Keeping the pressure on Prescott. As Sanchez brings it into front court, we've got a whistle, and our first foul is going to be called right at half, near half court, as Peyton Benavidez called for a pushing foul as Sanchez broke the pressure. As try to get these Tiger girls written down in the book. My little score sheet. They inbound it on a little give and go cut to Quiros, and she can't finish. Irish with the rebound. Here comes Holtzinger the other way. Pull up 8-footer off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Prescott. So sideline inbound. Prescott got a good look at it. Didn't go. Irish race the other way and miss a shot in transition. Lob inside to Benavidez on the inbound, and she bounces it in. Benavidez, 5'8". No heights listed for the Tigers, but I would say their tallest player is probably about 5'6". There's a steal at half court by Mason in the press, and then she has the ball go off her leg, and then she's called for double dribble. Irish up 2-0 early, showing the full court pressure against the Lady Tigers. Sanchez has it. She asks everybody to clear out. She'll bring it across. Oh, she loses it. Right at half court. Still dribbling right at half court. Close to an over and back call, but I guess.
No, she never got three points over.
She never got all the way across the line. Now we have a whistle on the baseline. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. 7:04, just underway. Lady Irish up 2-0.
He called a foul on Madison.
Oh, he called another foul?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it just went out. Thank you. Okay. So two quick fouls on the Lady Irish. And it looks like the recipe is aggressive player-to-player defense for the Lady Irish here early in this one. They played zone against Yakima Nation Tribal. We got our first timeout on the floor. That'll be taken by Coach Tiffany Hedman of the Tigers. Irish up 2-0. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Tigers will inbound after the foul call, and they bring it out top to Sanchez. Swings in the left corner for Quiros, but it's off her hand and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over. Prescott's girls program seems to be having some success early in basketball with the 2-2 record. Their volleyball team qualified for the first level of postseason play, which is a big plus for their program. Up top it goes to Benavidez. A quick shoot of the three. Catch and shoot of the three off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Tie up between Yoki and Holtzinger. Jump ball called. Lady Irish with the possession arrow. They get it on that same inbound play. Lob inside to Benavidez. She has both of the Irish baskets. And Lady Irish lead 4-0. Now the girls drop into a 3-2 type zone look. Long shot up by Cardenas. Won't go. Rebound, scramble, and Ortuno's got it. Now to Holtzinger. Irish want to run. Holtzinger throws it too far for Caso. Audrey was setting up on the left wing. Teresa, I think, thought she was going to cut all the way to the basket. So DeSales turns it over. Man-to-man pressure on the inbound. Iglesias has the ball. Gets it to Sanchez. Sanchez with Holtzinger on her. Holtzinger strips her near just before half court. Holtzinger drives in, can't hit the shot, partially blocked, gets it right back and lays it in. Lady Irish up early, 6-0. Inbound goes to Quiros. Quiros, cross-court pass stolen by Holtzinger at half court. Aoki is back. Holtzinger bounce pass to the basket, but it goes right to Quiros. Now, Caso had a chance to cut to the basket, and she didn't. And Teresa thought she was throwing it to her, obviously, and went right to Quiros. But then Quiros traveled or something. There, as I babble away. So the Irish are going to get the ball inbounds. Caso comes out of the ball game. Our first substitute is Lindley Donnelly for the Irish. They get inside to Benavidez. Shot inside, won't go. Rebound, Mason puts it up strong, won't go. We got a rebound foul. I think it's going to be on Ortuno. No, 12.
Aiden again.
Benavidez. So two quick fouls on the 5A junior, Peyton Benavidez. She has four of the Irish's 6 points, 6-0 to Sales.
Oops.
Bringing it up court is Edith Quiros.
Drugger pivot foot.
And she's called for traveling. So the Irish formula of man-to-man pressure till they get to half court, and then when it's opportune, dropping into a zone has been tough on the Tigers. Down low to Benavidez. Shot won't go. Rebound inside by the Tigers. Quiros. Quiros gets it off to Iglesias. Iglesias pass on the right wing off the hands of Cardenas and out of bounds. Another Tiger turnover. Into the game is Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2" eighth grader. And Benavidez will sit down with those two fouls and the 4 points. Lady Irish up 6-0, 5:20 to go, first quarter. Holtzinger between the circles, pass deep right wing to Donnelly. Tigers playing a 2-3 zone D. Donnelly throws a pass a little high for Holtzinger and into the front row of the bleachers. Several turnovers by both teams. The good news is the Irish have not given up a basket to the Tigers thus far. Donnelly working against Iglesias. Iglesias still on the dribble, gets all the way inside, and she traveled. Picked up the dribble. Mason had cut her off on the baseline, and she just kept moving those feet. Now the Tigers will show some full court pressure. Get into Holtzinger. Teresa pushing it up the left side. They're going to try to trap her in backcourt. She'll give it up to Donnelly, still in backcourt. She speeds past the trap on the right wing, gets it to Ferraro, and Ferraro looking to pass it inside. Nobody was open, but she'd already committed and drug her pivot foot. Another turnover. Timeout on the floor. DeSales takes the timeout. 4:53 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish up 6-0. Tigers with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the timeout period ends. The Lady Irish come out in that pressure look, man-to-man pressure. Iglesias will bring it into front court. Still on the dribble. Tigers looking for their first point. We've got a push foul on Donnelly. Lindley picks up her first. That's four fouls on to Sales with 4:44 to go in the first quarter. So on the next foul, Tigers will shoot free throws for the rest of the first quarter. They get inbounds off Iglesias' finger. She tips it over to Cardenas. Her shot's off the mark. Rebound putback attempt by Aoki. Won't go. Now the ball's loose. Tigers get it back. There's a launch by Quiros outside the arc. Won't go. Rebound inside by the Tigers. Put up by Cardenas off the mark. DeSales finally has the rebound. They'll come the other way. Pass ahead to Mason. Slapped away and stolen. And then Holtzinger steals it right back. Little head fake. Puts it up the left side. They double team her. She'll shoot it anyway. And she hits it from 8 feet. So a little turnover fest there back and forth. But Teresa, a little head fake after she stole that pass. And two players came at her on the short corner on the left baseline, and she put it up over him.
That's over.
And now over and back that time as Iglesias got past the line and dribbled behind the line. 8-0 Lady Irish. Sanchez, their starting point guard, had a little break. She checks back in, and Quiros comes out. Mason will come out of the ball game. And into the game for the Irish, Brooklyn Frazier, 6'1 senior. Brooklyn did not play up at Yakima Nation Tribal the last game I did on the air. Down low to Mace, or to Ortuno, double team. Her pass out is tipped away. Donnelly runs it down near half court, and then she's stripped by Iglesias. Iglesias has the ball. Gets it to Cardenas, still in backcourt. Now Sanchez, their point guard, finds Ioki underneath, wide open, and she puts it in. The first Tiger points come at the 3:28 mark of the first quarter. Lady Irish up 8-2. Holsinger drives all the way and shoots a little late footer with the left hand and scores it. Well, as soon as they stop the dribble, Teresa's looking to shoot a little left-handed jump hook right in the hole. 10-2 Irish. There's a pass inside, goes right by Cardenas, and Frazier picks up the loose ball, and then she traveled, heading back up court. Irish girls up 10-2, 3:05 to go first quarter. Substitution for the Tigers, Ariana Quiros, checks in for Iglesias. Inbounding the ball underneath is Edith Quiros, a freshman, setting to inbound it. Gets it up top to Ariana Quiros, and we got a jump ball as Quiros and Holtzinger are tied up. And the possession error in favor of Prescott. Inbounding right in front of Coach Mark Lindgren, one of the Irish assistants. Pass inbound tipped away by Holtzinger. Ball's loose on the floor. Ferraro's down there along with the Tiger player. Cardenas there tied up. Jump ball again. Possession error in favor of the Tigers. Or excuse me, the Irish this time. 2:58 to go, first quarter. Irish up 10-2 with the ball. Holtzinger, who has 6 points. Peyton Benavides on the bench with the two fouls, scored the first four of the game. They get the ball to Donnelly. Then she has it knocked away and taken away by Yesenia Ioki. Sanchez has it in front court and out of Quiros. Down low to Ioki. Her shot won't go. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Holtzinger. Teresa, as she's always around the ball. Now pressuring her is Ioki. Teresa gets at the top of the key, still with the dribble. Right wing to Donnelly. Elbow right side now, Ortuno. Swing it left wing to Ferraro. Ferraro will get it back out to Holtzinger, and they'll set it up. Putting a lot of pressure on Holtzinger. She goes by the defender, gets the elbow, finds Frazier down low. Can't hit the shot inside. Ortuno with the rebound. Rips it away from the defenders, and she's called for traveling. Nice pass to Frazier, who was set up nicely on the low block. And if they can get that game going with Brooklyn, a senior, did not play last year, but she's 6'1". But if she can get comfortable setting up on that low block, Teresa will find her. She just didn't quite get the carom off the glass to go. Tigers bring in the front court. Irish up 10-2. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ioki will fire a three. Check that. That's Iglesias. It won't go. Long rebound. The Irish have it. Now Casa with it right at half court. Right wing to Holtzinger. Holtzinger sets the defense, picks up her dribble. High post pass to Mason. Mason double teamed, and she's fouled. So I like that look. Addison Mason, just a freshman, played last year as an eighth grader at the high post, and then Frazier at the low post. The foul was on...
I missed it, Coach.
Number three. They don't have a number three. Okay. Well, it was a foul on Prescott, and it's their first of the game. Irish inbound into the basket and have it knocked away out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. So Casso now will inbound down to our right. They'll not contest the inbound. Teresa with it out front. Crossover dribble gets to the foul line, has it knocked away. Mason comes up with a loose ball, and she's fouled. So Teresa tried to split a little double team at the top of the key. They knocked it away from her, and Addison got the ball. That foul is on Ioki. And now Teresa will inbound under the Tiger basket. Coming in for Prescott is the freshman Edith Quiros, and Ioki will sit down with the foul. They lob it into Frazier. The 6'1 senior catches it and puts it up and in. So that height advantage, Benavidez scored a bucket on the first bucket of the game on that play. And now they find Frazier. Frazier now blocks a shot. Shot taken by Cardenas, blocked by Frazier. Casso's got it up the right side. So now out to Holzinger. Long three. It's way short. Frazier tried to corral it, and it goes off her leg, arm and leg out of bounds. Ortuno sets a check back in. But Brooklyn Frazier coming off Coach Hazeltine's bench, giving the Irish some good minutes. Holzinger gets her first break. Donnelly, Casso.
Nice,
oh, they find Cardenas wide open underneath to the Tigers as the Irish zone lost track of the baseline player. So Cardenas gets her first bucket of the game, and the Irish throw it away the other way. Sanchez has it. And then Karros scores it. The Tigers have scored two in a row. Two buckets in a row. It's 12-6. We're inside a minute to go in the quarter, and there's a loose ball on the floor. The Tigers, Cardenas gets it, but she falls down on the floor, and they call traveling. So 38.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Irish were up 12-2 a moment ago, but Karros and Cardenas hit back-to-back buckets. It's 12-6. Now we have the whistle, and on the inbound pass, they clip the backside of the backboard, so can't do that. So the Irish turn it over. So now Prescott working with the ball on a little four-point run. They get it to the high post to Chiaro. She turns to shoot, and she's fouled with 29.7 seconds left in the first quarter. And that foul's on Donnelly.
Yes.
And that's her second. So Quiros will shoot two free throws. And her first one's off the mark. Benavidez will check in with the two fouls. Interesting. And Holzinger back in as well. So Coach Hazeltine wants his starting group out there. Well, Donnelly's out there for Casso to get something executed here on the last possession of the quarter. Quiros' second free throw is good. 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish up 12-7. They get in the lane to Mason. Mason's shot won't go. Tries to keep the rebound alive, but Iglesias has it. Now Quiros up the right side with it. They get it over back to Iglesias. Now to Quiros. Fires a long three. Out the mark. Won't go. Rebound Ortuno. 9 seconds. Time to get a shot up. Behind the defense is
nice
Benavidez.
Pass.
Holzinger finds her, and Peyton scores it. So Peyton running the floor, Holzinger finds her, and that's the end of the quarter with DeSales leading 14-7 after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live at the end of the first quarter. DeSales answered a little run by the Tigers as they'd scored 5 straight points. And then the Irish get a bucket to beat the buzzer, and now a steal to start the second quarter. Mason gets the loose ball, gets it back to Ortuno. She drives to the basket, and she's fouled. Holzinger, Benavidez, Ortuno, Mason, and Lindley Donnelly on the floor for the Lady Irish to start the second quarter. Foul is on Iglesias, her first. I did miss one of the fouls on the Tigers in the first quarter. They've got three for the game. The Irish committed five first quarter fouls. Ortuno's first free throw is off the mark, looking for her first point. She just got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net on her second free throw. Irish girls get on the board first in the second quarter, lead 15-7. There's a pass near half court, stolen on the inbound by Ortuno. Gets it ahead to Holtzinger, wide open underneath for the lay-in. The sales, the press turns into a bucket. 17-7 Irish. Into front court comes Iglesias, bounces it off her foot and out of bounds along the end line. Sales girls with a 10-point lead, looking for their first win in Southeast 1B Great Division play. Tigers are 1-2 in the division. The Irish are 0-1. Ortuno passes inside for Benavides, stolen nicely by Aoki. And then Aoki and Benavides get tangled up, and that's going to be a foul on Benavides.
Wow.
Peyton, the 5A junior, has picked up her third foul. She scored the first 4 points of the game and then scored the last points of the first quarter for her sixth total, but she spent quite a bit of time on the bench. And Gretchen Ferraro, a 5'2" eighth grader, will check in. They get it to Iglesias. Iglesias and Sanchez working against the Irish pressure. Sanchez has it now. Holtzinger shadowing her. She'll push it into front court and get it to Quietos. Back to Sanchez. Three on the way. Hits an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Irish girls up 17-7. 7:05 to go first half. Boys game to follow. DeSales boys 1-0 on the season. Beat Yakima Nation Tribal last Saturday. And we'll be playing their first of three games this week. We'll talk about the schedule here when we get a chance. Ortuno gets it to Holtzinger. Bound the baseline to Ferraro. Ferraro goes up strong. Shot won't go, but she's fouled on the drive, not the shot. The foul is on Quieros. That's her first. Holtzinger inbound under the basket down to our right. In the left corner goes to Donnelly. Catch and shoot three off the inbound. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound. And Lindley will chase it down. And she has it now between the circles. Left wing pass to Ortuno. Up top to Ferraro. Right wing to Holtzinger. Ball fake, and she's fouled out front by Aoki. Not a shooting foul. She was going on the dribble drive. Aoki got herself up in the air on the ball fake. Irish will inbound from the baseline again. In the left corner goes to Ferraro, to Ortuno, swing it to Holtzinger, ball fake, gets at the top of the key, won't shoot it, get it to Ferraro, back to Holtzinger, catch and shoot three on the way, off the iron, won't go, rebound tipped, controlled by the Tigers, Aoki's got it, gets it to Quietos, now Sanchez. Sanchez, a heavy knee brace on her left knee, she's a senior. She was not on their roster last year, and there's a loose ball knocked away, Holtzinger's going to chase it down. Crossover dribble gets around to Aoki and lays it in from the left side. Teresa in double figures with 10 points. Irish girls up 19-7. 6 minutes and counting to go in the first half. Iglesias gets it to Sanchez. Good crowd on hand here for a Wednesday night game. Good Irish cheering section. The band's here as well. And now we have a 10-second violation. Ball was knocked away right at half court and the whistle blew just as it went out of bounds, so the Irish force a 10-second violation. Mason's going to sit down into the game for the Irish for the first time tonight. Number one, Liliana Osorio Rivas. She came in and played some real scrappy defense in the fourth quarter at Yakima Nation Tribal last Saturday. Holtzinger has the inbound on the left wing, now deep right wing to Ferraro. High post to Ortuno. Turn and shoot a 15-footer, backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Tigers. Cardenas gets it to number 31, who just checked in. That is that 31? Yes, it is. Darina Becerra, an eighth grader. And then she traveled heading the other way. Timeout on the floor. The Irish take it. 5:30 to go. First half. The sales girls up 19-7. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters.
but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. So Coach Hazeltine sets up a press break and maybe an offensive play coming off it. They get ahead to Casa. Down low to Osorio. Her shot won't go. So they got a nice look out of the timeout. Just didn't get it to go. Here come the Tigers the other way. Quieros will shoot a deep three. Follows her own shot. Puts it up in the lane. Won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. That was between the circles. She launched that three. It hit the backboard hard, nicked the rim. She followed it and put up another one and missed it. Ortuno, a quick shot the other way and off the mark and rebounded by Sanchez. Irish up 19-7. Pass on the right wing now goes to Cardenas. Her shot is short. Rebound battle between Ortuno and Aoki. Now check that. That's Aoki. And they're tied up, and the possession arrow will go to the Lady Irish. Mason and Donnelly to check in. Coach Hazeltine has gone to his bench quite a bit here early in the ballgame. Ferraro and Ortuno sit down. So Donnelly, Holtzinger, Mason, Casso, and Osorio in the ballgame for the Lady Irish. Tigers continue to show pressure. Teresa checks the defense. Lobs it over the top to Osorio. Goes through her hand. She gets it back. Now Casso's got it. Casso dribbles to the right wing. Pass left wing. She throws it right to Basaria, the eighth grader. One of two, just one eighth grader on the roster. And there's a shot up and in by the Tigers. That was Larry Iglesias actually hit the three. I had my head down looking at what grade the other player was in. So Iglesias hits the first Hank Warden Edward Jones three-point field goal of the ball game. Now we've got a whistle and a quick foul the other way as Mason got the ball inside, and they say it was in the act of shooting. Foul on Ariana Quieros, a senior, her second. So Mason, looking for her first points of the game, will shoot two free throws. She's just a freshman. And first one in and out. In fact, the Lady Irish have just two seniors, Maddie Ortuno and Brooklyn Frazier. They were young last year. They're just as young this year. Mason's second free throw's up and short. Rebound tipped around. She gets it back. She goes up strong, and she's called for traveling.
Okay.
All right, well, thought maybe she got stripped there, but got fouled. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Irish up 19-10. Sanchez brings it into front court. With it is Becerra. Becerra, the eighth grader, kicks it back out to Iglesias, slapped away by Holtzinger into the Irish band area, and Osorio will go pick it up. Good sportsmanship there. Coming in for Prescott is Edith Quieros, a freshman. Sanchez, the senior, will sit down. Now, with that Sanchez with that real heavy knee brace on, I'm guessing she was not able to play last year due to possibly an ACL tear or something. She's a pretty good ball handler. Quieros gets it, passes on the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds by Holtzinger. The Lady Irish have done a very good job getting in the passing lanes. 7 seconds on the shot clock, 3:46 to go in the first half. Prescott will inbound near half court. Not sure they're aware of the clock. Becerra, the eighth grader, has got it. She has it knocked away by Holtzinger. And then off Quieros and out of bounds as the shot clock buzzer sounds. Prescott's girls come into this game with a 2-2 record, but in an important league win, they're 1-2 in the league. Lady Irish looking for their first league win. Osorio checks out, and Frazier checks in. So 6'1" senior Brooklyn Frazier comes in. 5'3" sophomore Osorio checks out. Pass to Donnelly, slapped away by Becerra, and out of bounds in front of the Prescott bench. DeSales will inbound the ball there. Holtzinger to inbound it. Quieros comes out of the ball game. And Edith Quieros comes in. So the senior out, the freshman in. They swing it around to Holtzinger on the inbound, and she hits a three-pointer. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Teresa. She passed it inbounds out on the wing, stepped into the game, stepped onto the floor from her inbounding position, got the ball right back, and now Teresa with a steal right at the top of the key will go the other way and lay it in. So five in a row by Teresa. She now has 9 plus 6. That's 15 points. Or 15, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 points for Teresa. Scored five in a row there. 24-10, Lady Irish. Pass on the right wing in the corner now with it are the Tigers. Cardenas gets it to Iglesias, over to the freshman Quieros, back to Iglesias. Good ball movement. They get it down low to Ioki. She can't find the range, and that was an air ball, and they can't get another shot up as the shot clock sounds. So two of the last three possessions have ended in shot clock violations. Good defense by the Lady Irish. Gretchen Ferraro will check in for Teresa Holtzinger. 6 times 2 is 12, plus a three-pointer, that's 15 for Teresa as she sits down. Ferraro to Ortuno to Donnelly, who gets it across the timeline on the left wing. Now she picks up her dribble, has it slapped, ball knocked away, and the loose ball picked up by Sanchez. Irish turn it over. Sanchez into front court. Eagles just one field goal in this second quarter. Now we have a whistle and a push foul on Ortuno, getting too aggressive over in the right corner. Front of the Irish cheerleaders and Mr. Phil Lynch, the band director, has observed a lot of games from that spot over the years. Does a great job with our band program for many years. In the right corner is Cardenas off the inbound. It's an air ball. Mason's got the loose ball. She'll pass it ahead a little bit wild. That's going to go out of bounds. Another Irish turnover. 201. You like that long?
Yeah, well, it's okay.
It's okay.
It went for the sales.
Yeah. 201 and counting. Inside 2 minutes now. Actually, oh, Sanchez got away with the travel.
Yeah, he started to make the call. But
now Iglesias with it. Gets it to Cardenas. Her shot won't go. Rebound Ortuno. Little ragged at times. Ortuno has it slapped away by Becerra. She dives to save it. She will and get it to Donnelly. Lindley drives the left elbow and she's called for traveling. Lady Irish trying to play aggressive than they are and trying to do the right things at the offensive end, but just get their feet tangled up once in a while. Osorio checks back in. Donnelly comes out of the ballgame. 1:38 to go in the first half. Lady Irish up 24-10. Valeria Iglesias, a senior, will bring it up court. She had a three-pointer for the only points of the eight for the Tigers here in the second quarter. She'll fire another one. It's a lefty. Off the glass, won't go. Rebound Frazier ahead to Ortuno. They've got a 3-on-1. But Becerra shadowing Ortuno. Pass inside to Osorio. Knocked away. Becerra's got it. The eighth grader gets into front court, and she's fouled. Osorio and Ortuno were there. That little Becerra girl, she hustles. Ortuno picks up her second foul. Becerra, Darina Becerra, eighth grader. All the Tiger players would range, I would say, between 5'2" and 5'5". No heights given on the Tiger roster. And there's a errant pass, goes off of Nick Hazeltine over on the Irish sideline. Tigers turn it over. Frazier, the 6'1 senior for the Lady Irish, will inbound it in back court to Holtzinger. Teresa surveys the defense, still in backcourt. Gets the ball to Mason at half court. Pass on the right wing to Ferraro. Gretchen picks up her dribble, turned and threw right to Becerra. A couple of eighth graders going at it there. Becerra goes the other way, lays it in. So a no-look pass to the wrong person. And there Becerra knocks away again on a pass. Mason comes up with the ball, though. Now Ferraro with it. Ferraro on the baseline drive, got the ball caught on her hip, and she travels. The little eighth grader, Gretchen Ferraro, I named her our Dairy Queen player of the game in that really tough match with Yakima Nation Tribal. She caught the ball in the lane against a six-footer, turned and shot it up when the Irish were looking for somebody to be aggressive offensively, and the little 5'2" eighth grader went right into their shot blocker, Julia George. And now Ferraro with a steal on the inbound. She collides with Quiros, and that's the third foul on Quiros. And the Tigers are over the limit. And so with 31.1 seconds to go in the first half, Gretchen Ferraro will go to the free throw line. The Sales, 14 first quarter points. They've got 10 here in the second quarter. 9 of those by Teresa Holtzinger. Gretchen's first free throw is up and off the front iron. The Sales 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Tigers 1 of 2. And Ariana Quiros, the senior, will sit down with those 3 fouls. Cardenas checks in, as does Edith Quiros. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound inside by Benavidez. It's off the mark. That's Mason. I'm sorry. Mason puts it back again, and it won't go. Benavidez has been on the bench with 3 fouls. They've got this very similar color hair. I'll give my Gretchen Ferraro a steal as they pass it into front court. Gets it to Osorio. Osorio tries to pass it back to Holtzinger, and she does. Teresa laid it in, but the whistle had already blown, and they called a traveling violation on Osorio. She had the right idea. She saw Teresa coming down open in that fast break situation. Oh, there's a travel. As Iglesias just caught the ball and then took off with the feet before she dribbled. Now Benavidez does check in. I will say from behind with their long ponytails with that slightly highlighted hair, it can be confusing. They'll get it to Benavidez, and she'll fire 3. She leaves it short, gets the ball back, puts it up at the buzzer, won't go. So Benavidez had a good look at the buzzer, couldn't quite reach it. 24-12, the Sales with the halftime lead against Prescott. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Sales girls up 24-12 against the Prescott Lady Tigers here at the Sales High School on this Wednesday night game, the last week of school before Christmas vacation. That's always a fun time of year. We'll talk about the Christmas Classic schedule here in the second segment of this halftime. The scoring summary right now, DeSales girls came out. Peyton Benavides scored the first 4 points of the game. The Irish actually, I think, end up were ahead 10-0. And then the Tigers scored six in a row. And then the Irish, I think it, the way it worked is they scored six and four more. Tigers had a free throw in there somewhere, and then Peyton Benavides hit the last basket of the quarter. Irish end up leading 14-7 after 8 minutes. And then DeSales really put the clamps on the Tigers' offense in the second quarter. Valeria Iglesias had a three-point field goal fairly early in the quarter. Teresa Holtzinger had a nice three-pointer, followed by a two-pointer on back-to-back possessions to score five of her nine second-quarter points. As the Irish outscore the Tigers 10-5 in the second quarter and lead it 24-12 at the half. When we come back, we'll be looking at the Irish schedule of upcoming games. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School. Irish girls lead at 24-12, and well, our broadcast season got a late start, and it's a can't think of a better reason for having that late start. The DeSales boys football team, 14-0, state champions, beat Liberty Christian 26-14 at Husky Stadium on December 5th. And by then, the Lady Irish had already played two games. And then you've got to get at least five practices in, whether you play football or not. So Coach Wood had a busy week of practice while the Lady Irish were playing Pomeroy and Mackay. And then the two teams traveled together up to Yakima Nation Tribal for the season opener for the Irish boys, which they were able to win. And now we're full scale into the schedule. The Lady Irish, of course, played Burbank last night. We're here with Prescott tonight. No games tomorrow. And then Friday, the Sales boys will be playing Riverside Christian in a boys-only matchup. Riverside Christian does not have a girls' team in Southeast 1B competition. So the boys will play Riverside Christian, and the location will be out at Walla Walla Community College. The Lady Irish played Mack High at Walla Walla Community College last Thursday. So it's nice to get the Irish on the big court in their hometown. So tomorrow, 6:30 tip-off for the boys varsity against Riverside Christian at Walla Walla Community College. Then Saturday, both teams travel up to Sunnyside to take on Sunnyside Christian. Girls will tip off at 4, boys at 5:30, and that will be the end of games before Christmas break. And then there is one boys game in the month of December before the new year. That's a makeup game. The Irish girls travel to Pomeroy on December 9th. The Irish boys will make up their matchup with Pomeroy on Tuesday, December 30th at Pomeroy. And then the Christmas Classic will be played Friday, January 2nd and Saturday, January 3rd. Girls will play at 6, boys at 7:30 on Friday. I'll get the other teams as soon as I get that information. I'll get that to you. But January 2nd and January 3rd, the Christmas Classic will be played right at the tail end of Christmas break this year. That's a look at the schedule of upcoming games. We'll be right back. The Irish girls lead at 24-12 at the half of this one. We'll be back with stats and second half action. You're listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. We're ready to go here in the second half. We'll get the stats as we go. Teresa Holtzinger leads all scorers with 15 points. Benavidez has 6 for the Irish, 1 for Maddie Ortuno, 2 for Brooklyn Frazier. Irish will take the first shot of the second half. That's by Ortuno. It's off the mark. Sanchez with the rebound. For Prescott, no player with more than one basket. Iglesias has a 3 on a three-pointer. 2 for Ioki. 2 for Cardenas. 2 for Darina Becerra, the 8th grader. And 3 for Ariana Quiros on a 2-point field goal and a free throw. Shot missed by the Irish underneath. Ortuno again with the miss. Rebound, Tigers. Irish have gotten 2 shots up, haven't been able to make them. Give Cardenas, swing it to Quiros, 3 on the way, it's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds to the Sales. Foul trouble, Peyton Benavidez has 3 fouls, Maddie Ortuno and Lindley Donnelly have 2 each. for the Tigers. Ariana Quiros, the senior starter, has three fouls. Iglesia and Ioki with two fouls each. All three of those girls are Prescott senior starters. Pass inside, slapped away from Mason. Loose ball picked up near half court by Holtzinger. Now she's on the drive, gets in the lane, puts up a little runner. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Just underway here in the second half. 24-12, Lady Irish. Sanchez, long pass into front court, goes to Ioki. Long cross court pass to Iglesias. Back between the circle, Sanchez to Quiros. Down low, pass inside to Ioki, and she lays it in. Nice ball movement. Pass it around the perimeter. Ioki got on the right block. They found her. Coach Holman, I got my score sheet covered up, or my roster covered up. Tiffany Hedman liked that. She had a nice pump of the fist. So the Tigers score first here in the second half and lead it. The Irish still lead, though, 24-14. And now the Tigers get the ball back into front court. As I try to get my score roster turned over to the right page, and we got a blocking foul on Casso as Iglesias was on the drive. Tigers inbound under the basket. Ball slapped away by Teresa into the Tiger bench area. One of the Prescott girls players is who I don't actually have on the roster, 22. She probably played in the JV game. She's got the camera out taking pictures. Right corner pass to Quiros. She'll fire up a long one. In and out and back in. Ariana Quiros, the senior, hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three from the corner. The Tigers have scored the first 5 points of the second half. And the Irish's 12-point halftime lead is down to seven. Benavidez, long cross-court pass to Casso, through her hands and out of bounds. So DeSales missed a couple shots and have now turned it over on two possessions. And the Tigers have a chance to cut into the lead further, and they will. Wide open under the basket. Ioki Sanchez finds Ioki wide open, and the Tigers have scored seven in a row. It's a 5-point ball game. Holtzinger's pass inside gets it to Benavidez. Actually, initially slapped away by Quiros. And then Quiros is going to get a call for a foul trying to get the ball back from Frazier. But the Tigers, nice adjustments by Tiffany Hedman. For some reason, I started to write her name down on my score sheet and stopped at Teff. Must have got interrupted by something. Inbound pass. The Lady Irish goes right to Benavidez. She's fouled, and the whistle blows on the foul just as the ball falls through the net. So the basket will count, and that's a foul on Sanchez, her first. So Benavidez has 8 points now. Three of her baskets have come off that inbound play where she gets open right in the middle of the key, right in front of the basket, and they lob it into her. She's 5'9", gets her hands up into 5'8", listed, actually. And she'll try to complete the three-point play, and she will. So Benavidez now with 9 points. Irish up 27-19, and that stops a 7-0 run by the Tigers to start this second half. Sales lead back up to 27-19. Right wing it goes to Iglesias. Iglesias driving on Gretchen Ferraro, who checked in. She'll pass it off now to Cardenas. Up top to Passeria, who's checked in. Three on the way, won't go. Mason, the long rebound. She's going to take off the other way, and she's called for a double dribble. Mason got the rebound, got ahead of the pack, and just that full court, full speed dribble, she just couldn't quite execute it. 5:09 to go, third quarter. The Sales lead is 8. They led by 12 at the half. The Tigers came out and scored the first 7 points of the second half before the Irish got a 3-point play the hard way by Benavidez. There's a pass tip by Mason. Loose ball picked up by Holtzinger. Teresa will race the other way. She'll lay it in, and she's fouled. Teresa has 17 points. The foul on the eighth grader, I think. Yep. Basario took a swipe at it. Teresa very under control after coming up with that loose ball. So the Irish lead is back up to 10. And Lindley Donnelly's in the ball game now. And Teresa completes the three-point play. So Benavides and now Holtzinger complete three-point plays the traditional way, and the Irish have the lead up to 30-19. Nice response after the 7-0 run to start the second half by the Tigers. And now Iglesias throws it away. Good defense by Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2" eighth grader. Met her at the timeline and harassed her into throwing it away. Holtzinger lobs it in the front court to Mason. Mason goes up strong, and she's called for traveling. Mason's got her eye on the rim every time she gets the ball. She just got to get the ball dribbled before she gets those feet going. Timeout, Prescott. 4:40 to go, third quarter. DeSales up 30-19 with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So Prescott's girls came out and scored 7 straight points to start the second half, but they haven't scored since. So Tiffany Hittman calls a timeout, gets out the little whiteboard. We'll see how they do after this timeout. Becerra, the eighth grader, breaking the press on the dribble, called for palming the basketball, and Tiffany Hittman kind of looks at the official, goes, "Ah, come on, man." 11-point DeSales lead. They get it down the court inside to Benavides. Her shot won't go from 5 feet straight away. Swinging around the offensive rebound that Mason came up with. Now Holtzinger on the drive. Gets it down on the left block. Too low for Benavides. She'll kick it back out. Teresa's got it back between the circles. High post to Benavides. Head fake.
Nice
shoots
move.
A little late footer. Nice move. Caught the ball at the foul line. Little head fake. One dribble and put it up and in the lane. 5 points in the quarter. 11 for the game. Steal on the... As the Tigers come up, Holtzinger's got to get it to Ferraro. Shot off the mark, rebound Becerra. Irish girls up 32-19. Donnelly shadowing Becerra's. Becerra, just an eighth grader. Now Iglesias passes right side to Cardenas. Cardenas pass inside, stolen away by Benavides. Benavides long pass up court for Mason, and she's going to get called for a foul. Benavides trying to do a little too much there. Mason, at 5'8", definitely had the height advantage, but Prescott had hustled back there nicely on defense. And so that foul is on Mason. That's her first. Now the inbound pass is a scrap for the ball. Donnelly's on the floor, and she's tied up with Becerra. So good defense. The Sales has shown full court pressure on baseline inbound passes when they're heading the other way, almost every possession. Now Gretchen Ferraro slaps another one out of bounds. So Coach Hazeltine's girls working on the press defense right in front of his bench. And they get into Becerra this time, still on the dribble. The little eighth grader gets right by the Irish this time. Pass into front court, knocked away by Benavides. Saved in the corner, gets it to Donnelly. They've got a 3-on-2. Donnelly picks up her dribble and throws it out of bounds. She saw two white shirts to her left and threw it under the basket, but neither player was there. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Sanchez will inbound it. DeSales continues to press. They get it to Becerra. Stolen away by Holtzinger. Holtzinger goes by Iglesias and lays it in with the left hand. Teresa, very good ball handler. Crossover dribble, left-handed lay-in. that time, right-handed lay-in a moment ago. Teresa, a very solid player. 5 in the quarter, 20 for the game for Teresa. 34-19, Lady Irish. And Sanchez needed to tie her shoe, so they'll stop play for a second. Now Becerra's got some of that kinesiology tape that was coming loose, so Coach Hedman takes care of that. So there we go. Now we're back to live action. Another inbound play, which the Irish have really turned up the heat defensively. We've got a whistle and a what did they do? Step across the line?
Yeah.
So
she did.
Yeah, the inbounder stepped across the line, and now DeSales will inbound under their basket to our left. Holtzinger lobs it in for Benavidez. She puts it up, but this one's off the mark. Mason gets the rebound, gets it to Holtzinger. Oh, I'd like to see Mason go back up with that shot. Now they'll swing it around to Ferraro. Up top it goes to Donnelly. Left corner to Holtzinger. Head fake. She finds Mason on the baseline. 8-footer. Too strong. Won't go. Ferraro runs down the loose ball. Gets it out top to Holtzinger. Little head fake. Gets in the lane. Puts up a little 5-footer. She scores it. Several offensive rebounds in that sequence. And the Irish cash in, leading 36-19. Teresa now with 22 points. And now five.
Five-second call.
Oh, the guys in the stripes are merciless to the Tigers.
It was at least three.
Now, I know you did some research at halftime to find out who the other two officials were. When you get a chance, you can let us know. Donnelly has it slapped away, and it's going to go out of bounds into the DeSales bench. So Prescott putting some pressure on the Lady Irish in front court. Now they're unbound. Right in front of the Irish bench, Holtzinger to inbound it. And Coach Hedman setting her defense. One of her players went the wrong direction. They inbound it to Benavidez from the corner, and she'll hit the three. A set play off the inbounds, bombs away from the left corner. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Another Tiger timeout, 39-19 to DeSales with the lead, 2:21 to go, third quarter. When we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back here during the timeout trying to peel my orange, and all I'm doing is getting orange juice. Can't get that peel off there. Wet hands. Irish up 39-19. Iglesias inbounds it. Becerra, the eighth grader's got it. She races into front court, right wing to Cardenas. Cardenas on the drive.
Ortuno.
She's pushed and fouled by Ortuno. That's her third.
I got her for four. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I have her for three. I don't know.
How many do you have for Ortuno?
So four. Teresa Holtzinger and Peyton Benavidez have had a solid quarter. They've scored 15 points between them after Prescott came out and scored the first 7 points in the second half. Sales has pushed their 12-point halftime lead up to 20. And Iglesias on the drive. She puts it up and in with the left hand. 39-21.
I thought it was 2 minutes ago.
Now it goes to Donnelly on the pass to Casso, down low to Ortuno. She's triple teamed. Kick out to Donnelly, swing it to Ferraro, swing it over left wing to Holtzinger. Three on the way, she's got it. Nice ball movement. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Teresa now has 25 points. Irish up 42-21. Good ball movement. And now the Tiger player can't keep her balance and loses the ball and comes across the end line, inbounding the ball. Sales press has caused a lot of trouble for the Tigers all game long. Now, Teresa will sit down with the 25 points, 10 of those here in this third quarter. And Brooklyn Frazier, the 6'1 senior, checks in. They lob it high to her. She let it go right to the Tigers. So Brooklyn thought somebody else was going to get that pass. Iglesias gets into front court to Quiros. That's the freshman Quiros. Gets it Cardenas. Three on the way. Won't go. Gretchen Ferrar with the rebound. Drifting through the traffic. She gets through three players. Pass inside. Tipped. Loose ball. Ortuno's got it. Puts it up too strong. Rebound Cardenas. That's Jackie Cardenas. Sophomore gets it to Iglesias. Now to front court to Berceda. Now Cardenas with it. Down low goes to Iglesias. Her shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Berceda ends up with it, and she's fouled on the putback. I keep saying Bracedas, Becerra.
You're doing a lot better than I would.
Well,
Gretchen.
I had a student named Berceda when I taught her to sales. Maybe that's my excuse.
That's a good one.
So, Becerra will shoot the free throw. The eighth grader's first one is off the mark. Well, that got quite a scream out of somebody in the stands. 20-point DeSales lead, led by 12 at the half. Tigers actually got it down to 5. Now it's up to 20. Second free throw's off the mark. Casso with the rebound. Gets it to Ferraro behind the back with the dribble. Now picks up her dribble. And now we've got a pass near half court. We've got a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be on Ortuno, and that will be her fourth.
We got her for 5. I hope it's 4.
They say 5, so yeah. Ortuno does foul out. So she fouls out with 39.1 seconds to go in the third quarter as she was with Yoki trying for that loose ball.
1-1. Is it 5 or 7? Shoot the 1-1.
You shoot 5. So. It's 5 fouls, so that is the 15th foul on the Irish.
The player control then?
Player control, they say. So it was not the Tigers' ball yet. Now it is. No free throws. They changed that rule a couple years ago. 5 fouls per quarter. And on your 15th foul, each quarter, the other team shoots free throws. And we've got another whistle. That foul's on Donnelly on the shot. And that will put... Is that Iglesias? All this long ponytails covering up their numbers. It's a left-hander. That's Yoki, I think. No, it's Iglesias.
It's a Barisa.
No,
Sarah.
No, she's standing out there. That's Iglesias hits that free throw. There we go. Second one's off the mark. Rebounded by Ferraro. Gets it to Donnelly. Picks up her dribble in backcourt. Pass in front court. Slapped away. Ball's loose. Ferraro's got it. Osorio is checked in for the Irish, the 5'3 sophomore. They try to pass it inside to her, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. 12 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Irish up 42-23. Tiger girls came into the game in league play with a 1-2 record. Irish girls 0-1 in league play. Looking like they'll be able to get their first league win. Becerra drives in as it knocked away on the deck now. A tie between Ferraro and Edith Carros, a freshman. Gretchen, the Ferraro for the Irish, an eighth grader. So each team with an eighth grader on the floor right now. Becerra will inbound for the Tigers. He's their eighth grader. Pass on the right wing goes to Iglesias. She tries to get a shot up before the end of the quarter. Can't do it. Three quarters in the book. 42-23, DeSales with a 19-point lead when we come back for the final 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. The Sales Girls give up 7 points right out of the gate here in the second half. Prescott starts half on a 7-0 run. But after that, the Irish outscored them 18-4. So overall, they end up outscoring the Tigers 18-11 in that third quarter. Irish will start the fourth quarter with the ball. They turn it over as Donnelly tried to throw it inside to Mason. So we've got Lindley Donnelly, Addison Mason, Peyton Benavides, Audrey Casso, and Teresa Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. Becerra, the eighth grader, has the ball in the left wing right now. Passing inside, knocked away by Benavides. Loose ball goes to Mason. Mason into front court, gives it off to Donnelly on the right wing. Top the key to Benavides. Steps into a three straight away, backboard, nothing else. Mason with the strong rebound, can't get it to go. Benavides put back, won't go. She gets it back again, and she's fouled. The Sales Girls, with a decided height advantage in this one, have done a pretty good job of keeping the ball alive on the offensive boards, haven't always finished. Who is that foul on?
Yesenia.
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 Okay. Yesenia Ioki picks up the foul. Ioki. Benavides misses the first free throw. Benavides, 14 points, 1-for-1 from the line, as she completed a three-point play in the first third quarter. Her second one roll bounces around and drops in. Nice soft shot. Irish up 43-23. Score first here in the fourth quarter. That's Ariana Quiros down the right corner. So cross-court pass goes to Iglesias. Now to Becerra. To Iglesias. Back to Quiros. Lob inside for Aoki. Knocked away by Casso. Controlled by Casso. Chasing the ball down and then has it taken away by Iglesias. And Casso gets it back. Audrey keeps fighting. So does Iglesias, and it's going to go out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. That's a nice little battle between Valeria Iglesias, the Tiger senior, and Audrey Casso, the 5'7 junior for the Irish. And Audrey will get the ball, but she'll have to inbound it to Holtzinger, which they do. Now Donnelly with it, picks up her dribble in the half court, throws a wild cross-court pass, tapped away, and run down by Casso. Back to Donnelly. Picks up a dribble at half court. Bounce pass to Casso on the left wing. Mason looking inside. Nobody open. Right corner, though. She gets it to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Benavides. She puts it up and in using that height. 45-23 Irish. Iglesias into front court. Gets it to Quiros. Three on the way. Out the arm. Won't go. Long rebound. Becerra's got it. Now Holtzinger ties her up. And it'll be Prescott basketball on the possession arrow. Now the Sales Girls, their league opener up in Yakima against Yakima Nation Tribal, a team that made it to the state tournament last year and is undefeated thus far this season. It was a tough, tough trip for them, losing that ball game 70-22, but they're having much better luck tonight. Mason races the other way, can't finish the shot. The girls lost to Burbank last night, 45-33, but got some confidence. A close game against a 2B school. We're a 1B school. Iglesias will take a shot, and she hits the left-hander. 8 points for Valeria Iglesias, one of four seniors on the Tiger roster. 45-25 Irish. Donnelly into front court. Basketball is such a long season. We're in December, and the postseason starts in February. So a lot of time to keep getting better. Missed shot there by the Irish. Becerra comes the other way, and she's reached in and fouled by Donnelly. Donnelly has four fouls. Lack of aggression was an issue for DeSales up at Yakima Nation Tribal in the first half, where they were outscored 40-4. They came out and played a much more competitive second half, and very competitive against Burbank, but they've got to learn about a little discretion here and there with the fouls. Donnelly will come out of the ball game And Natalie Hernandez, a 5'2 junior, checks in. Mason also sits down as Frazier, the senior, Brooklyn Frazier, checks in. They pass it down low to Yoki. Her shot won't go over Frazier. Rebound, Benavides ahead to Holtzinger. Too high for her and off her hands, and the Tigers will run it down. Bringing the front court is Queros. Ariana Queros gets it to Becerra, the senior, passing it to the eighth grader. Now Edith Queros, a freshman, with it back over to Cardenas. A lot of youth on both teams. Becerra, the eighth grader, between the circles. Right wing, Cardenas. Pass down low to Yoki. Yoki shot over Frazier, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by the Tigers. That's Becerra, the little eighth grader in there. She's tied up now, and it'll be Irish on the possession arrow. 4:45 to go in the ball game. Irish with a 20-point lead. Led by 12 at the half. Tigers made it interesting early in the third quarter, scoring 7 straight points to cut the Irish lead down to 5. Then the Irish have stretched it back out now to 20. Frazier gets the ball at the foul line. Kick out to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot 3. She's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. The third of the game for Teresa. She's got 28 points. Catch and shoot 3 as they tighten down the defense on Frazier. And Frazier pass it back out. Now there's a tip by Casso. Loose ball picked up by Teresa. She'll bring it to front court. They'll leave her open for a second. Now her bounce pass to Benavides, stolen by Becerra. The late grader goes up the other end of the court, misses the shot. Holtzinger with the rebound. Teresa now will slow it down. Now goes between her legs on the dribble. Right corner pass to Hernandez. Timeout. Nick Hazelton. I think he called that timeout to get another substitute in the game and talk to his girls about some execution. 3:52 to go. DeSales up 48-25 with the ball. When we come back, on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Irish, barring some type of minor miracle, are going to get their first league win tonight and go to 1-1 in the division, the Southeast Grape Division, Southeast 1B Grape Division, to say it correctly, and they'll even their record up at 3-3. Tigers will fall to 1-3 and 2-3. Then the girls will be off until Saturday when they travel to Sunnyside Christian, another very tough opponent in the Southeast 1B Conference every year. The Irish boys will be in action Friday against Riverside Christian, but they do not have a girls team. Inbound pass tipped and stolen by Becerra, the little eighth grader. Little jump stop from 5 feet, won't go. Rebound Frazier. Now to Ferraro. So Ferraro, Hernandez, Frazier, Benavides, and Casso on the floor. Casso now will try to bring it across the timeline. Can't do it. And nice coaching by Tiffany Hedman. Very excited for her girls. They forced a 10-second violation with very good defense. Their program has definitely gotten better under her leadership. Last year, I think they won 3 games all year. They're going to lose this one, but they're very competitive at times. Pass inside, stolen away by Hernandez, and she has it taken back by Cardenas. Now Hernandez gets it back and gets it to Casso. Casso dribbles into front court. Casso looking inside for Hernandez. Coach Hazelton getting some of his less experienced players in there. Hernandez has it slapped away by Cardenas, and then Hernandez fouls trying to get it back. Natalie Hernandez, new to the Irish program this year. And Lindley Donnelly will check in for Benavides. So Benavides' night is likely over. The 5'8 junior will sit down with 17 points. Teresa Holtzinger, her night over as well, I'm assuming, with 28 points. And now Casso comes out, and Liliano Osorio Rivas, a 5'3 sophomore, checks in. So Osorio, Rivas, Hernandez, and then Ferraro, the eighth grader, Lindley Donnelly is in there, 5'3 sophomore, and Brooklyn Fraser, the 6'1 senior. And there's a ball passed out of bounds by the Tigers, and Osorio will come to inbound it. The official said, come here, I'll give you the ball, and he does, and she'll inbound it to Ferraro. Ferraro passes it over to Donnelly. Irish work against the pressure. Lindley gets it up the sideline and into front court against Becerra. Lindley still with the dribble now. Ferraro with it between the circles. Pass right wing stolen by Becerra. That little eighth grader can play. Her pass up court is stolen by Osorio. Nice hustle by Osorio. Now to Frazier. Now Donnelly with it. Donnelly on the sideline as it knocked out of bounds by Prescott. 2:27 to go. Donnelly will inbound it near half court across the way. Pass goes off the foot of Yoki. Ferraro will go pick it up and get it to Donnelly. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Half court with it is, or excuse me, between the circles is Ferraro as it knocked away. Donnelly picks up, gets it to Osorio. She'll throw up a wild one.
That girl.
I think it was a shot. They were.
We'll call it.
Can't score if you don't shoot it.
We'll call it a pass.
And the Irish boys were, they do their pregame meeting up in the library. And then they come down the ramp and wait for an opportunity to get ready for their warm-up. So they're here ready to warm up for their contest against the Tigers boys team. Is still looking for their first win of the season. The Sales, just Coach Wood's boys are just trying to get in game shape and game sync. They're a little out of sync in their opener up in Yakima, but they got the win. There's a shot off the mark by Cardenas. Rebound chased down by Frazier. Frazier's pass up court, chased down by Donnelly. Donnelly picks up the dribble on the right wing inside to Ferraro. Ferraro's shot won't go. Rebound inside. It looks like Hernandez has it. She's double teamed. Tries to pass it out of there, and Becerra is there to steal it. Becerra gets it to Iglesias.
There it comes.
Then pass down court to Ioki. Out to Quiros. Three on the way. It's short. And saved by Ioki to Becerra. They pass it around the horn to Cardenas. She'll fire a long one. Won't go. Hernandez with the rebound. She's gotten several loose balls since coming into the ballgame. Swing it to Quiros again. Off the iron with the long shot. Becerra with the rebound. Her blocked on her putback by Frazier. She gets it back. Will fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Well, you can't fault the effort of the Lady Tigers at all. They got a lot of looks, just couldn't get it to go. They made it interesting for a couple minutes there in that third quarter, scoring 7 straight points out of the halftime to cut it to a 5-point ball game. But we're inside a minute now, and the Irish are up by 23 with the ball. Hernandez with the pass. It goes off her hand and out of bounds right in front of the DeSales bench. So the DeSales boys, number 3 in the state last year with a 26-3 record, 1-0 this year, getting a late start to the start of the season due to the state championship run by the football team. And they'll have their home opener here in the second half of this doubleheader. Frazier knocks the ball out of bounds with 36.4 seconds to go. Ariana Quiros, Tiger senior, waiting to inbound it. Now they've got a substitution as Sierra Sosa, a freshman, gets into the ball game for the first time. And they pass it inbounds to Iglesias. Long shot won't go. Battle for the rebound between Sosa and Donnelly. It's a jump ball. And it will go to the Irish. Coach Hedman coaching up her girls from start to finish. Inbound to Donnelly, gets it to Ferraro. Now to Osorio at the half court mark. Gets it right wing to Donnelly. They break the press nicely. Kick back out to Osorio. Osorio bounce pass to Donnelly. Three on the ray, right wing. It's short. Rebound tip. Becerra's got it. Boy, she's got a lot of boards, that little eighth grader. She's got the ball at half court. Still with the dribble. Picks it up now. Gets it to Ariana Quiros. Quiros will pass it to the left wing, and then the horn will sound. Irish girls win it 48-25 to get their first win in Southeast 1B Great Division play. And we'll be back with the happy totals. You've been listening to Lady Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, yeah, Walla Walla. Well,
I'm only
classic
1 point
FM.
Off for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, you got a Quios for six. Oh, man, yeah, I was.
Well, mine's probably not right. The score by quarter match is up.
Two and a two.
We're back live between games. The Irish girls win it 48-25. They are now 1-1 in Southeast 1B Great Division play and 3-3 overall. The Tigers fall to 1-3 in division play and 2-3 overall. Irish girls led 14-7 after the first 8 minutes. Teresa Holtzinger and Peyton Benavidez got the Irish off to a nice start, scoring 12 of the 14 Irish points in that first quarter. Then just one field goal for Prescott in the second quarter, a three-pointer by Valeria Iglesias. And no, two field goals actually. But Sarah, the eighth grader, got a field goal. And the Irish were up 24-12 at the half as Holtzinger scored 9 more points. She scored in every quarter in this game. We'll give her totals here in a moment. And the Irish were up 24-12, but then Prescott came out and scored 7 straight to start the third quarter, forced some turnovers. And just like that, it was a 5-point game at 24-19. Then DeSales finished the quarter strong, outscoring the Tigers 18-3 for the rest of that quarter to lead it 42-22, heading into the final 8 minutes. And a very low-scoring fourth quarter, the Irish outscore the Tigers 6-2. Of course, all these stats are somewhat unofficial. I'm a point off on the Tigers' score somewhere, but we'll figure that out. I'll continue to add up the individual totals, and we'll get to those to you and wrap this girls' portion of the broadcast up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Okay, we're here to wrap up this girls' portion of the broadcast. As we get the Prescott boys players into my little score sheet. Totals for the Prescott Tiger girls. Unofficial, of course. Of their 25 points, Jack Cardenas had two. Jackie Cardenas had two. Three for Darina Becerra, the eighth grader. Six for Ariana Quiros. Six for Yesenia Yoki. And 8 points for Valeria Iglesias to lead the Tigers in scoring. The Tigers were 3 of 6 from the free throw line for the game. For DeSales, Coach Hazeltine able to get all of his girls in the ball game. Tessa Mendoza, typically a starter, did not play tonight. She's got a nagging physical situation that isn't critical, but they decided to rest her in this contest. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls get in the ball game, and 1, 2, 3, 4 of them score points. 1 point for Madison Ortuno, 2 for Brooklyn Frazier, and then Peyton Benavidez, the 5'8 junior, and Therese Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, did a lot of damage. Benavidez scored the first 4 points of the ball game. She had ended up with 6 in that quarter, scored 8 more in the third quarter, 3 more in the fourth quarter for a total of 17. And Teresa Acock. Maybe she's listening somewhere online. I don't know. Teresa was quite a little shooter and ball player when she played here. But Teresa Holtzinger is quite a player as well. Scored in every quarter, 6 in the first quarter, 9 in the second quarter, including one Hank Warden Edward Jones three for a total of 15 at the half. And then she really got it going in the third quarter. 10 third quarter points, including another Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And then she hit another 3-pointer in the fourth quarter for her total of 28 to lead all scores. And so that's the scoring totals into sales. Girls 4 of 10 from the free throw line. Well, the Irish boys are warming up. The girls got this doubleheader broadcast off to a winning start with the 48-25 victory. The Lady Irish will be off until Saturday when we go to Sunnyside Christian. And up there in Sunnyside on Saturday, an earlier tip-off time, the girls will tip off at 4 o'clock. The boys will play twice, actually three times, if you count tonight's game, which we must. We've got Prescott tonight, Riverside Christian on Friday, and travel to Sunnyside on Saturday. The Irish boys will be the focus of the broadcast when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.